Jason Hollis lives in downtown Rantoul, and he says the town is not at all like the bad things he heard about it before he moved there.
Yeah, the crime rate and the poverty level and the school systems. And I've heard all these horrible things, and this town isn't that bad at all. If people just come here and visit and give it a chance.
Hollis, who is black, notes Rantoul's diversity despite its small size. As he considers the April 6 election, Hollis says he'd like to see the community provide more activities for youth, especially during warmer weather, to help keep them out of trouble. It's one of the issues being discussed by candidates for Rantoul Village Board, who for the first time are being chosen from 6 districts instead of at large. That ends a pattern in which trustees have tended to come from more affluent neighborhoods to the north and west.
I think that they put a lot of stock over in the area near the highway because that's what brings in the most money. I do feel that they have neglected other areas in the town that could use some love and attention too, yes.
That's Nicole Rabers, a trustee candidate from the new District 2. The area near the highway she mentioned is along I-57, where new facilities have opened, including a new outdoor sports complex that officials hope will bring sports tourism to Rantoul. Meanwhile, Rabers lives in a subdivision originally built for military personnel on the old Chanute Air Force Base, once Rantoul's main economic driver. She says the village has failed to address the neighborhood's crumbling infrastructure and a growing crime problem. A second candidate, Regina Kreider, agrees.
And I feel like the village has done us a disservice by not continuing to focus on developing the village as a whole, not just one specific part of town.
Kreider is one of 5 African-American candidates running for the Rantoul Village Board, each of them running in a different district. Under the at-large system, Northside candidates dominated the village board, and Rantoul never had more than 1 black trustee at a time. In District 2, Kreider and Rabers are both first-time candidates, but a third contender, Herman Fogel, is a former village trustee whose last term ended in 2015. He says he's okay with the new district system as long as everyone pulls together.
As long as we get the trustees in those districts that look at the overall needs and concerns of Rantoul, and they just don't look at specifically the needs in their area and say that's it.
Fogel, Kreider, and Rabers are running in just one of Rantoul's 6 new village board districts. There are 14 village board candidates in all spread out among the districts. 4 are incumbents. And the way they're distributed among the districts means the election will bring in anywhere from 3 to 5 new members, depending on what voters decide. That's good news to local activist Deborah Sweat, who helped organize the 2018 referendum that brought districts to the Rantoul Village Board.
It's a younger generation that's coming in, and I'm hoping it brings more diversity, which reflects our community, new ideas, and respect for your constituents, which has not been exhibited in a very long time.
As for Jason Hollis, he says he doesn't have a strong opinion on whether village board districts are good for Rantoul.
It really doesn't make a difference to me, but if it's going to be a great move for the community, then I'm all for it.
I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.